Blog Talk Radio.
Bouncing decibels, ping-ponging atoms into self-plagiarizing ink spots on your forearms. When tears have become coffee table books, have become desirable for their weight and patina and how they balance out a room. Assistance is found in a black ball pressed to a white face, more impressionable than any child. Resilience is found in an imprecise but thought, movement, fear-inducing record of present uncertainty. The defining of the complex sense of anti-doom that tomorrow will be wholly different than what those N-meters are building in Detroit. I, you, together, we project a crunchy Ecclesiastes of now. With a liquid Armageddon center, he, she, us will craft a past which bears forgetting for those of our turtles rebellious enough to survive the beach. At least until the world is too perfect. Yet again.
Thank you.
host of the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour on CBS. And interestingly enough, won 4 Grammys in both country and pop genres back in 1967. That was Glenn Campbell with Hey, Little One. I'm not really sure if you would call that a country song or a pop song. I do know that it was on the trailer for new movie that will be coming out around, I'm not sure when it actually comes out, but it is Big Sur nonetheless, written by Jack Kerouac. It looks like it's going to be an actual fucking portrayal of Jack Kerouac instead of On the Road, which more or less turned out to be about 30 minutes of a good nap, according to our chief CEO, Michelle McDonald. Nonetheless, hopefully that won't be the case with tonight's show. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closed to Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. And yeah, we got some great shit on the show tonight. We got a little bit of Dr. Ali Montado, Lee Scratch Perry as well. Return of Jimster, Q65, and Chad Van Galen, as well as some other great stuff to be coming up on the show tonight. So, and not to mention, we have the chief CEO, Michelle 1L McDonald, in the house tonight. She'll be coming by and talking about the Literary Underground and maybe informing some of our recently acquired, I guess if you will, listeners, and yeah, maybe get you guys involved as well. Number to call in, of course, 805-856-2808. I think what we're going to do is play. I love starting the show off with these guys a lot, and it's admitted, and I don't mind saying it. I'm going to do it again tonight. This is Black Moth, Super Rainbow. The name of the song is called Hairspray Heart. We'll be right back.
became pregnant at 17, I had resigned myself to the fact that my body was about to become completely fucked up for life, because that's what happens after you give birth. You become really, really fat, and then you get stretch marks everywhere, and then naturally you become really ugly, and no one will ever want to fuck you ever again, probably not even the child's father. Your only hope for love in the future is a Christian single parent who is also fat and ugly and could only be loved by Jesus.
Black Moth Super Rainbow with Hairspray Heart. And if that doesn't put a little arrow through your fucking ventricle, I don't know what will. Really great shit, man. I love Black Moth Super Rainbow. Big ups to Bud Smith, who's kicking it right now in Los Angeles, preparing for a read at an art gallery. You lucky motherfucker. For turning me on to Black Moth Super Rainbow. Fucking dope shit. Speaking of dope, I have the fortune of having Miss Chief CEO of the Literary Underground, basically the founder, the brain trust of this entire fucking goddamn circus, Miss Michelle 1L McDonald. Michelle, hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good, Frankie. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Shit, I can't hug you through the phone, and this sucks, because usually when we talk, there's a hug involved, and I feel kind of weird without it.
I understand.
Yeah, you know. What did you think of Black Moth Super Rainbow, by the way?
That's pretty cool. I really liked the poem that came after it.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Seeing people, you know, come on
tunnel
here.
Voices.
There's tunnel voices, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just going to have to plead the fifth there, Michelle McDonald.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing you can't do tonight, I was going to say. Can't plead the fifth. Yeah. How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about it? Yeah, you suck, man. You figured out how to talk me into doing these things, and yeah, it blows.
Yeah, well, you know, after we've hung out in, you know, 85% of the states in the country together, I think we've kind of grown a rapport, and I know how to manipulate that. I'm not going to lie. So.
I know.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, the whole chief CEO thing is just really funny to me, especially with all these like new people checking things out, and they probably think, God, she calls herself the chief, not just CEO, but chief CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of full of shit. But
it's redundant, but it's apropos, I think.
It started as kind of like a joke, because that's one of the criticisms that I've heard. About the way that I do things or whatever, is that I'm too corporate. And I mean, if you really pay any kind of attention, then you figure out pretty quick that I'm like anti-establishment corporate ego bullshit. No.
Yeah. I think that's like the funniest joke that's been told on this show, I got to be honest with you. Bravo. You're a fucking comedian, too. She's got a great sense of humor, and we're going to actually come back with Michelle here in a minute. I'm not going to give too much away just yet, Michelle. You just hold your horses. We got some questions for you, so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh, that's right. But you hang out for a second. What we're going to do is we're going to play Dr. Ali Montado, which you've heard more. I got to be honest with you, Michelle. You've heard more of this song than what I've heard. What did you think?
Shit, man, I don't remember. That was like one of the 50 things I did today.
That's your way of getting out of it.
I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's really good. I don't question your music selections ever. You know, the Glenn Campbell maybe, you know, not so much, but
I got to be honest with you. I question my selection choices sometimes. I get really stoned, and like something will sound good at that moment, and then I'll sober up and ask what the fuck I was doing. It happens. Shit happens like that. But we're going to go with it nonetheless. This is I Shall Fear No Evil, which is also appropriate for this song, by Dr. Ali Montado. I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back.
I'll go my love to the valleys and shadows of earth. I ain't got
accepted that I did not have a beautiful body or a beautiful face. My mother said that with a lot of prayer, maybe someday I could at least have a beautiful soul. If there were a lot of guys that wanted to fuck my mother when she was in her 20s, 30s, or 40s, I certainly wasn't aware of it.
Winston James Thompson from Kingston, also known as the Etal Surgeon, which is a Jamaican patois for vital surgeon. Be sure to check out his toasting skills on a song called Sons of Thunder, which actually samples Jackie Brown's Wiser Dread. Whole lot of motherfucking irony popping off in here already tonight. It's crazy. I don't know. Speaking of irony, Michelle, we were talking just before the show about how the very first time that we actually spoke was on Blog Talk Radio. Is that correct?
That's right. I think you were with the Hydro Syndicate, and Michael Grover and I came on to talk about Red Fez.
Mm. Okay. And looking back on that time, so long ago, and all the things that have happened since then, goddamn motorcycles, Jesus fucking Christ. You live on Route 66, this is what you get. No, I was going to ask you, looking back on all the time that's passed and everything that's happened, you know, what do you foresee that could have occurred in any other site? Like, would that have occurred like 2 years down the road, say at like one of these events or something like that, instead of on the radio? What do you think are the chances of that?
Pretty slim.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it all just happened the way it should have. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
crazy the way the universe sets things up, but awesome.
Yeah. You got to go through the fire to get to the fucking coal. I don't even know if
I mean,
that makes sense.
You can't really question it after the fact. We're in a really good place, so I don't really care how we got here.
Amen. Well, I'm glad you said that, Michelle. Well, it has been. I agree it's been a good experience. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because my first question of the night for you is, I wanted you to talk about the past of the Literary Underground. Can you tell us a little bit about how the Literary Underground got started?
Well, I was really just sort of interested in the wiki format and how that like stored information about related subjects. And, you know, my own experience in the small press has been that people and projects inspire and inform others. And it's just interesting to see those connections behind the scene, how creativity, you know, just breeds more creativity. And at the same time, I noticed that on Wikipedia, independent authors and publications, their articles were being deleted because they were not, you know, notable. I don't know who decides what is notable or whatever, but I thought that was very irritating. And so I was looking for alternatives to Wikipedia, and I stumbled onto zinewiki.com, which is really cool, and it's still up, and, you know, you should check it out. But it wasn't quite, you know, it was mostly just print zines that they were focused on. And so I decided to try running a wiki, and so I needed web hosting and a name, and came up with the Literary Underground, and that's how it started.
Well, you know, and we've come a long way since the wiki. You guys should definitely go to check that out. Where can they find the wiki page at? They can find that at theliteraryunderground.org.
Oh, yeah. Right. If you just go to the main site, there's a tab on the menu bar that goes right to it. And I mean, there's like over 200 articles on it. It's one of the projects that's kind of fallen to the back because we're busy with other stuff. But I still, you know, think it's important. I know I just said it's not important, but it is important to think about the past, reflecting on how things work and being appreciative of those things that inspire us.
Fucking A. I couldn't have said it better myself and wouldn't have even wanted to attempt that. Bravo, Michelle. Bravo. I got to say that, you know, whenever I first came across the Literary Underground, I thought, to be honest with you, I thought you guys were just an offshoot of Wikipedia. Like, I literally thought it was Wikipedia that was just gathering up all these small press authors to put on there. And I was like, oh, cool, Wikipedia is, like, reaching out to the small press. And then I realized...
Yeah, it was just a bitch. Yeah. That program is not for the faint of heart. I mean, I just like copy and paste shit, you know, and that was crazy. Just, it took months and months just to get it set up. So that's part of the reason I'm not going to kill it, because it's a good resource. Mm-hmm. It just needs somebody to take their time with it.
That being said, there is also a link on the Literary Underground page. It's a little tab at the top that says get involved. And you guys that are listening in, if you're new listeners, of course, and not familiar with the Literary Underground, please go familiarize yourself with the wiki page and also familiarize yourself with the Get Involved page. Great stuff that you can be involved with, and we love to have people involved, right? I mean, we're pretty open-minded about shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you have an idea for a project and you want to take it on or whatever, and if we can help in any way, we will. That's pretty much how we run things. Do whatever you want.
Right on. Well, Michelle, hang out with us for a little bit more. I got a couple more questions for you, and I'm actually going to play your favorite song on the set list. I think that you had mentioned this, the Moldy Peaches, is that right?
Yeah, really good.
Oh, cool. All right. This is for Michelle 1L McDonald, Ms. Chief CEO, Non-Capitalistic Endeavor McDonald. This is for her, yeah, basically. And the name of the song is Jorge Regula by the Moldy Peaches. You guys are listening to the Draconia Vampire Tunnel is Close Repairs, or DVTCRFM. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and I can't find the Moldy Peaches. Where is the Moldy Peaches? I forgot. Where? The switchboard is huge now, I gotta say. It's all over the place. Yeah, here we go. The Moldy Peaches. Jorge Regula. And we'll be right back.
My name is Jorge Regula.
My name is Jorge Regula.
I'm walking down the street.
I'm walking down the street.
I love you.
I love you.
Let's go to the beach. Let's go sailing.
Let's go sailing.
Let's get a bite to eat.
Let's get a bite to eat.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's go to sleep. I wake up in the morning.
I wake up in the morning.
Put on my yellow shirt.
Put on my yellow shirt.
I get a bite to eat.
I get a bite to eat.
I go to work. I'm the AV guy.
I'm the AV guy.
I'm the AFNY guy.
I'm the AFNY guy.
I'm the piano guy.
I'm the piano guy.
Let's go to sleep. I wrote a new song.
I wrote a new song.
It has a good beat.
It has a good beat.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's get a bite to eat.
My name is Jorge Regula.
My name is Jorge.
My mother has this weird thing about bangs and the fact that people should have them because for some reason without them, a person assumes an unwholesome appearance on account of the big, naked forehead. The bangs cannot be too long, and a face-framing fringe is somehow slutty. It is always better for the bangs to be way too short than way too long. She's uploaded a picture of herself to Facebook. It's the 1990s. She's the same age as I am right now, and she's playing a guitar with a young man from our church youth group. She's always kept her hair short, but in this particular photo, the style is unusually unflattering. The hairstyle can be described as a Q-tip-shaped buzz cut with a thin fringe of bangs underneath.
This is your Literary Underground news feed for February 1st and February 2nd of 2013, brought to you, of course, by The Literary Underground. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all your draconian vampire information, as well as information about The Unknown Show, as well as information about Tiny Amp versus Literary Underground, as well as information about Fucking Adorbs, as well as information about Zygote My Radio, as well as information about Nothing to Lose, as well as information about Occupy Underground, as well as information about the universe. Today's newsfeed is actually about the new issue of Citizens for Decent Literature, which they have actually just published. As I mentioned, you guys can go to the Literary Underground and find that. And currently, it's issue number 5, which is loosely themed America and Everywhere Else, which features the contributors such as Rich Boucher, I believe that is the name, Tom Bradley, Alan Caitlin, Jack Cooper, Cassandra Dallet's in there. She's really cool, as well as Brian Dub.Fuget, one of the hosts of Nothing to Lose, Michael Grover, Bud Smith, who is the host of The Unknown Show, and my personal favorite, Dustin Holland, of Clefjaw. So really great shit in that one. Definitely go check that out. And we just happen to have both editors, actually, of Citizens for Decent Literature Press, Miss Michelle 1L McDonald and Miss Lindsay Thomas on the line. Ladies, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Yeah, what's
good.
Going on there in Jacksonville?
Oh, gosh, it's cold and dark.
Cold and dark, you gotta love it. Ladies, since I got both of you on the program, I did want to talk a little bit about Citizens for Decent Literature, specifically how what your selection process is. And I guess I'll start by posing a question first to Ms. Lindsay Thomas, who is known as Miss Lightning Rejection Lindsay Thomas. What do you look for in a submission?
Well, I don't know. I think that if I don't have to read it 3 times in order to figure out what's interesting about it, that helps. I mean, and when I worked at previous publications, not mentioning any names, we've had to search for nice things to say about it, and that's really hard. And I think it kind of detracts from the quality of the publication instead of concentrating on what's really good. I don't think there's a reason to really, like, hurt people's feelings or say anything negative, but I like the system over at Citizens a lot better.
Right on. And very concise of answer. I like that. Michelle, being the other half of the editorial team at Citizens for Decent Literature, and obviously, you're one of the, you're one of the more lax editors. You're a little bit more accepting than Miss Lindsay Thomas, a little bit less scrutinizing. What would you say you look for in a submission?
Well, I have to agree with Lindsay there. I don't like to read stuff that is completely nonsensical and maybe says something interesting about something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just I'm pretty easy to please, which is nice to have Lindsay because she is not easy to please. She's like reject, and I love it because I'm like easy.
I think rejection is going to be the new fad, actually, in the small press industry, is racking up rejection slips. I love to do it. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely like to do it. You know.
Yeah, that's part of it, you know? You can't let that be a personal thing.
Yeah. It puts salt on your testicles, basically, or, you know, vaginas, if you have vaginas, I guess. Ladies, I was also going to ask you, is there any sort of, like, length requirements or, I mean, do you guys have, like, what's your submission guidelines, basically?
There's not really any length requirements. I mean, there's different ways we can handle, you know, short pieces compared to long pieces. It comes over better, I think, online with shorter, but we'll look at anything.
Right on. That's the news feed for today. You guys heard it right there. If you're looking to expand your horizons, so to speak, you should give Citizens for Decent Literature a little look. Really great stuff in this issue. In fact, in my opinion, it might be the best one to date. Very well could be. In the spirit of that, what I'm going to do is, ladies, hang out. It's Michelle, definitely you're not going anywhere. I still got some more questions for you specifically. So, yeah. Don't go anywhere. What we're going to do is we're going to play Lee Scratch Perry, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with. And the name of the song is Roast Duck, which, I got to be honest with you, I'm fucking starving. I got the munchies like a motherfucker right now. Like, this weed is really fucking strong. And on that note, I'm going to go throw a frozen pizza in the oven. You guys enjoy this Roast Duck by Lee Scratch Perry. Number to call on, of course, 805-856-2808.
Hungry now.
I'm much happier now in spite of being even more paranoid than before. I'm certain that they are watching me, only to cease to matter because they are watching everybody. I'm sure that whoever they are, that they like me because I'm not boring like most of the people that they're watching.
Thank you.
Hamster. Been a long time. That was Closer to You. Fucking French DJ who is the ill fucking kill. Really dope shit. Whew, I'm kind of tripped out, Michelle. I'm a little bit, I feel lucid.
It was a little trippy. Yeah.
Man. Have you ever, you saw the trailer for Holy Mountain, right? You saw that?
I haven't. I have not.
Oh my God.
I really do hope it's better than that fucking On the Road, man.
Well, I can promise you that. I watched that movie, and I had, like, I don't know, several existential realizations throughout the film. So, pretty. And I wasn't even on acid at the time, Michelle. Like, I was completely sober. So, well, not completely sober, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Right, right. Not acid. Not acid.
No acid. Let's talk about the radio shows, Michelle.
Oh, my. Yeah, that has just, like, really exploded here in the last
week, 2 weeks.
Yeah, last week, really. That's why I'm so fucking tired right now and delirious. Yeah, there's been a show every day for a week or longer, and the regular schedule is full.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have a 7-day program list. So if you guys don't like this show, if you think this is fucking stupid or gay or whatever, you can listen to the show tomorrow. You can listen to the show on Sunday. You can listen on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and come back on Friday and tell us how much we suck. That's what we like to do.
No. None of the shows suck, and it's not stupid or gay. They're all really cool, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, the whole common thread behind all the projects, and I think if you know nothing else about the literary underground, you know, you should know this, that it's this idea that it's all bigger than one person or one publication. You know, it's trying to honor something outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that especially, you know, the radio shows really play into that in introducing people to new authors, new music now. Like, this is what I really dig about, you know, Tiny Amp and the events that we've found these bands like Good Green, and it's just more creativity in different ways, and just honoring that.
We're even branching out to other radio shows at this point. It's big ups to Rips and Raps Radio, a local podcast, or broadcast, actually, here in Albuquerque. Those guys are amazing. That, of course, being Loki and Mr. Nick Furious. I like that guy, man. He's fucking dope. Michelle, you were talking about comments and whatnot, and one of the things that I've noticed about comments is people asking about the email notifications for posts on Facebook and et cetera. That way they don't get a bunch of stuff sent to their email when we're doing the 7-day program.
If it bothers you that much, like, you can't just not pay attention to it, then figure out how to turn it off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There is a spot. I will go ahead and tell everybody this, that on Facebook, if you don't want a bunch of, you know, notifications from Facebook, and that's not even just, you know, just the literary underground. That's also a lot of other stuff as well, because God knows they send out a lot of bullshit. But if you want to turn that off, there's actually a way that you can turn off the email notifications through your Facebook account. You can click on the account settings and just look through there. Take a look, and you'll find it. I guarantee you'll find it. You're smart people. I know you are. And you're very capable human beings. You understand what the Internet is, and you know how to use it. And I'm going to leave it in your hands.
It's like notifications, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, easy shit.
It's really easy. I know that I don't like a bunch of bullshit in my email account either, but I do like to keep up with cool shit, and I think that we're on the right track right now. What do you think?
I think that it's very fun and positive and interesting, and that seems like a good track to be on.
Amen. And we want you guys to get involved out there. Please, go to Literary Underground, click the Get Involved button. And, you know, hey, if you got, like, a buck to drop into the hat, we'll take a buck and we'll, like, use it to put on more shows and put on more live events, which is actually what I want to talk to you about next, Michelle. so don't go anywhere. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play, we're talking about Tiny Ant versus Literary Underground, and this song was played on the premiere episode last Sunday, and I fucking really just got into this. This is Albatross off of Tiny Ant Records. The name of the song is called Dream. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's closed to repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We'll be right back.
Bothered to look for a real job for a long time. No one calls back anymore. At this point, I'm certain that I am on some kind of list. It's a variation of the list that I used to think that I was on before the internet. It's not as if I'm completely insane, because the Secret Service really does have a file on me from the 1990s. In their photos, my hair is a manic panic shade called cherry cola. another redhead that I persecuted when I was 6 years old. His name was Kelly. She was my neighbor. I was invited to her house, but I didn't ever go over there. My mother said that her mother was strange and that they had a pet monkey. She always smelled bad, like greasy hair, dirty clothes, and pee. She came over to play, and my mother made me be nice to her. Me and Sarah, I'm not sure if we were sadistic or just wanted her to go away when we made her mud pies and told her to eat them, or played doctor with her and made her pull her pants down and then jabbed her in the butt with the stick.
Be the greatest motherfucking garage band I ever fucking put anything down. That was Down in the Bottom, and that was some dope fucking shit. Michelle, we've come to the end of the program just about. Before we left, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. The first thing being the live shows. What can you share with the listeners about the experience of the live shows?
You got to see it. I mean, it's crazy awesome. And they just keep getting better. I think about the first event that I was involved with organizing, which is actually where I met the Metros at Zyfez in Toledo. And what else that was? Oh, I had only been to, like, one poetry reading before that, and I didn't think it was an experience that I wanted to repeat because I almost fell asleep and it was really boring. But I had been talking to Brian W. Fugier of Zygote when the Snow Tree was going on a couple of years ago. And we got this idea that, you know, Red Fez and Zygote should get together and put on a reading. And somehow we talked, like, I don't know, 15 or so people to fly in and get together and read. And that was just mind-blowing because I'd worked with all these people for years online but never met them in person, and it's very exciting and overwhelming at the same time. And they just keep getting bigger and better. You know, we've incorporated bands, and now that we're working with Tiny Amp Records, that show in Denver was just, oh my God, I mean, packed house.
It was a packed house, yeah. It really was. I mean, you said it right there. It's excitement, and it's an otherworldly experience. And, I mean, we can just go back to a lot of different cities. We got Chicago. We had Albuquerque, Milwaukee as well. I mean, these cities, they all had meaning. They were special times in everybody's lives that we'll all be able to look back on when we're fucking decrepit and old and ugly. And, I for one want to take that away from this. I don't even care, and I think that's why, you know, so many people in the literary underground get along, is because the mindset here seems to be about making memories that we can all share with each other and not worrying about making a name for ourselves, I think.
Yeah, fuck that. You know, I mean, besides being the organizer, I'm like the biggest fan of all you people. You know, I mean, the writing and just the work that you're doing. And so, I mean, that's what I take from it. And just the pre-parties, the after-parties, you know, these conversations that happen. You know, there's some blog talk shows you should listen to, is all I'll say. I mean, it's just
mm-hmm.
whack. It's amazing.
Yep. It is. Couldn't have said it better myself. Michelle, my next question is about being an editor versus being a writer. How do you feel about that? Do you have trouble or conflicts with your own work being, you know, saturated with other people's work all the time?
Well, I don't think necessarily that, but there's other problems, you know, just time crunch that takes away from your own, getting into your own head. And then also, I mean, you do get a lot of really shitty submissions, and you almost start to hate. I mean, I know I got to that point, like at Red Fez when I was doing the hands-on editing, I got to the point where I hated poetry, and that's not good for your writing at all. But also I think it's made me a better writer because I also now hate most of my own writing. So
yeah.
You know, more selective about what I send out and where I send it to, because I've also come to appreciate, you know, certain people's way of doing business, I guess.
Amen.
And like there's no reason to work with douchebags. So
fucking A. Amen. Michelle, one final question before we let you go, and you've been a great guest, and I definitely want you to come back and do this another time, and I'm going to talk you into it. Don't think I won't. I will. The future of the Literary Underground, what do you foresee happening in the next, say, 4.5 years?
Oh, God, there's no way I could predict. I mean, if you asked me, like, those 2 years ago when we started, you know, really started doing it, I couldn't have predicted where we are right now at all. But I think as long as we keep our focus, you know, on the positive and leave the egos somewhere else, let somebody else deal with that shit, we're going to end up in a good place.
Amen.
And it's pretty much wide open. I mean, and so many exciting things going on. Stay the
course. 2013 alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calendar's full, man.
Yeah. Calendar's full. What's the next event that we can look forward to happening?
Let's see. The very next one is in Toledo on the 18th. Brian, TJ, and myself will be featuring, and there's a bunch of people coming in. There'll be an open mic and releasing Grover's book from Citizens. And I don't know. What's the next one after that? Isn't there some sort of... Clef Jaw Kill Poet thing in the works?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, at the moment, we do have a planned reading in the Los Angeles area for Clef Jaw and Kill Poet magazine. Of course, Kill Poet will be releasing issue number 10 sometime around March, and we will be releasing issue number 1 March 15th on the Ides of March. So what we're going to do is we're going to put that together. We're going to have a little reading in L.A., and if you're in the L.A. area, hell, if you're not in the L.A. area and you can make it out there, please, by all means, come out. And be sure to go out if you're in the Toledo area and go see this show with Michelle McDonald and Brian Dubb Dot Fugé. You will not, I guarantee you, will not be disappointed with that.
Yeah, I'm just going to get up there and read some words off of paper. But, yeah, you want to see what... Brian, which I have no prior knowledge of. Let me just say that right now.
Oh, yeah, right.
What
okay.
Gonna do.
We'll see about that. Michelle, thank you once again for coming on the show, and thank you for starting the Literary Underground and letting people like myself come on here and bullshit with people like yourself.
Mad my
respect.
Pleasure.
Right on, man. Michelle 1L McDonald, Chief CEO of Literary Underground. Really great lady, and you guys should definitely get to know her a little bit better. That's about it for the show tonight, I think. I'm hungry. Pizza's in the oven, man. I got to get something to eat. I got to get something in my belly. And yeah, my Draconian Vampire research team is specifically stating that they will no longer provide tunnel voices. They're going on strike again. God damn it. Another strike. This is Necro, and this is for the Draconian Vampire research team. This is the most sadistic, featuring Ill Bill off the I Need Drugs album. Couldn't have said it better myself. Peace. We'll catch you guys next week. Oh, and by the way, before we leave, I do want to mention, be sure to come back here tomorrow for the premiere of Fucking Adorbs with Stephen Hughes, Perky, and Deidre Prudence. It's a show about zines, and if you're interested in zines or interested in making zines or buying zines or whatever, come by tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 Mountain, 6:30 Central Standard Time, and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Prime time, bitches. We're out.
Yo, yo. Check this shit, bitch. For all you slime buckets. All over the land. Keep it. Yo. Dancing on your grave like Baryshnikov. I'll rip you off, leave you in the desert till the vultures strip your cloth. Then rape your fucking wife until my dick is soft. Till the flesh is peeling off, I'm a devil concealed in cloth. Walk, walk, or get stabbed with a fork. You got a hole in your stomach, you'll plug it up with a cork. You dog, got the blood loss, red cross. Couldn't help your dead boss, cut his head off. Brutal, sadistic, the only way I'll be remembered after I'm dismembered and my bones decay. A rap legend, feel the aggression every session. My inventions of tension and powerful progression. It's time for sick rhymes, lunatic lines. Hit your mind like consuming strychnine. Put all the shove, clips and clocks. You step into me with a weapon, you'll be repping your cook in a box. The most sadistic, you think not? You might get shot, put him in a plot. We ain't playing, we ain't rhyming for nothing. Yo, the shit is a life, let me tell you something. If you ever diss me, I'ma bring it to you. Got a crew of psychopaths that'll stab you up too. Now say violent,
violent,
death. Yo, there ain't nothing left to say, the shit's crap.
I kill, you could be my latest victim. I'll take a shit on your brain and make you slip it. Piss on your bitch's tits and make you lick it. Fucking maggot, you probably fucked 100 faggots. Your brigade thugs is up, jailing up, getting your ass whipped. Come around here, acting hardcore, you never did dirt. You gonna get yourself hurt, pull up your pink skirt, your pink panties. Get your big damage, go eat a dick sandwich. I can't stand this motherfucker, make this bitch vanish from the planet. I hit you like a ton of granite, get your blood splattered. Face bastard, you can't win. I stab you in the head with shish kebab sticks. What about your mom flick? Nasty like armpits. When I be sucking on your mom's tits. See my bitch, she on my dick. Tell that trick to stop calling my crib. Right to say she wanna kill the bitch. Smoking green coke, walk around town flossing in free clothes. Don't look at special cake exploding in the fiend's nose.
The most sadistic, you think not? You might get shot, put him in a pot. We ain't playing, we ain't rhyming for nothing. Yo, the shit is a life, let me tell you something. If you ever diss me, I'ma bring it to you. Got a crew of psychopaths that'll stab you up too. Now say violent,
violent,
death,
death.
Yo, there ain't nothing left to say. The shit's crap.